Corals are animals in the phylum Cnidaria, a very, very large group of organisms that secrete a limestone skeleton. And it's really a common name. It goes back to the days of the mariners that struck reefs made of corals. Most corals that form reefs belong to a single group of animals called the stony corals. But they are not the only animals that have evolved this ability to secrete a limestone skeleton. That has evolved in a couple of other groups of cnidarians. And one of these is the blue coral. Blue coral live only in the Indo-Pacific, in the tropics of the Indian and Pacific Oceans. And they're unusual in that they are blue in color. They have a blue skeleton. All other corals just about have white skeletons. And also in that they haven't changed in their form for over 60, 70 million years. They were the same looking animals way back in the age of the dinosaurs as they are today. So when we look at them, we think that we are dealing with a single species, an important reformer in these waters. But it turns out that there is multiple species that scientists have mistaken and thought they were one. And this is a very common problem in marine science because marine animals often tell each other apart by smell, not by looks. So they may smell very different to each other, but still look alike. And different species, as a result, can be confused by an observer who's looking for visual differences. My name is Gustav Pauli. I'm the curator of invertebrates at the Florida Museum of Natural History.